This is Long Story Short from the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. I'm Ebong Udama. A Connecticut artist takes on COVID and the world, one drawing at a time.
She's doing it just because she feels moved to do it and she thinks it's important.
That's Jan Ellen Spiegel, the Connecticut Mirror's regular freelance environment and energy reporter. She's done a profile of political cartoonist Pamela Stibell, who's also known for her flower bouquet drawings and watercolors for Bill Collins' poetry book, Dog Show. More to come after this.
Whether you order a grinder or a hero for lunch, spend summers on the Sound or on Jones Beach, and I'm not even going near the pizza debate, there's something for nutmeggers and Long Islanders alike on the WSHU podcast, After All Things. Get the news and culture from around the Long Island Sound in less than 15 minutes. Hosted by me, Sabrina Garon. Weeknights wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Jan. Your introduction to Pamela Stibell was her small paintings of dogs in a poetry book. Then you saw she lived some of the time in Connecticut, and that's what prompted you to look her up. Could you just tell us a little bit about how that happened?
Well, as you said, it was a book by the former poet laureate of the United States, Billy Collins, and I saw these paintings and noticed that she was lived part-time in Connecticut. And what I did is I looked her up, and what came up was a series of sketches she had done related to Ukraine with a very personal story. But it was several years ago from right when the war in Ukraine started. And I was kind of wondering, well, where was her head on this now? Because there was this personal story about her family. Her grandmother had come from Ukraine, fled it during the Russian Revolution, and then had to flee Europe again after she had relocated to Poland after Ukraine. She fled with her husband and her son, who was Pamela Stibell's father. But obviously the war had continued all these years, and I was curious how she was looking at things now.
So basically what happened here is that she organically got into doing political cartoons because of COVID. Then the Ukrainian war happened, and since she had a background from Ukraine, that drew her to that.
What happened in COVID was she could do more of a mocking type of thing, you know, like the Olympic rings, you know, making one look like a virus. But when it came to Ukraine, it wasn't funny. Nothing, absolutely nothing was funny about it. And she was trying to essentially access through her drawings what normal people were doing to deal with these kinds of things. And they were just absolutely, you know, some of them were just incredibly heart-wrenching. There was one she did of this teenage high school girl who was dressed in this beautiful red prom dress standing in front of her bombed out high school. It was showing people rescuing animals. It was, there was one in Helsinki that really touched me, where they showed all these shoes lined up with all these candles to mark the children being killed. So it was a very, very fine line that she had to walk, because they could not be mocking. It had to be very, very serious. I mean, the one that just is heart-wrenching was from a little Ukraine. She used something from a Ukrainian boy, a letter to his dead mother that said, "Mama, thank you for the best 9 years of my life. Many thanks for my childhood. You are the best mama in the world. I will never forget you." I mean, every time I read that, it just touches me. So You can imagine what it meant to other people. She went through about 6 months, and then even she couldn't handle it anymore. Because, as news professionals, we deal with this kind of stuff all the time. And to see somebody who was coming at it from sort of a humanitarian aspect, is really curious. I should also add, she was posting these again on Facebook and Instagram, and she actually put a link on there for World Central Kitchen, where people could access them to donate money for this very big humanitarian organization that feeds people all over the world.
Well, that really takes me to the quote that you have from her here. She feels that if her drawings can prompt someone somewhere someday to get a sandwich from World Central Kitchen, that would be her satisfaction.
Yes, and I think she still feels that way. She picked up things again. I mean, she did a lot of stuff with animals for a while that were funny and were fun and would make you laugh. They were still caricature and they were still actual headlines. I mean, she was just absolutely soaking herself in news every day. But when the infamous Oval Office meeting happened in March of 2025, as Trump came in for a second term, I mean, she was at it again.
But this is something really bold for an ordinary person who is not involved in daily news coverage and has taken on this because of her convictions.
Absolutely. And that is certainly what fascinated me once I realized the breadth of what she had been doing, not solidly for 6 years, but on and off for 6 years she's been at this.
Well,
And again, for those of us who do this for a living, we have a hard time with the relentless flow of news that exists now. And here she's doing it just because she feels moved to do it and she thinks it's important without any of that kind of training, really.
okay. Well, thank you so much, Dan.
You are welcome.
Long Story Short is hosted by me, Ebon Udana, and produced by Molly Ingram. Harriet Jones is our editor. WSHU's Alicia Daddario and the Connecticut Mirror's Gabby DeBenedictis are our digital team. This podcast is a collaboration between the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. We go behind the scenes at the home of public policy journalism in Connecticut. More can be found online at ctmirror.org and wshu.org. Our episodes can be found wherever you get your podcasts.